As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution remaining in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, September the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion. I misspoke there. It's log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in the chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the Big Mo, 65647. A big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, at 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, at AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number, it remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Don't be afraid to use it. Your calls are certainly welcome. Gold trades near $20 below the recent highs. Silver is strong near $20. We'll go into all of that. The U.S. dollar index is weaker. German support for nuclear power spells trouble for the windmills and solar. We'll go there as well. Super-duper dictators, John Stuart Mill, Legal Research, Homestead Act. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning, Monday, Moon Day, September the 13th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, found gold trading off $4.70 an ounce at $1,242. Silver flat on the early trading at $19.88, still very close to $20. Platinum up $7 at $1,547 a troy ounce. Palladium up $2 at $520 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively close spread, about $10. $1,240.10 for a low, $1,249.30 for a high. But at 1242 even, your gold is up year to year, $236.90 for a 23.57% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association set the price at $1,243. We're trading a buck below that as of 9 o'clock a.m. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they're showing holding 1,293.53 metric tons in their treasure chest. Whether they have it or not is debatable, but it's valued on the street at $51.83 billion. Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 48 at 10,463. The NASDAQ closed up 6 at 2,242. And the S&P 500 up 5 at 1,110. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back in one more time and review the market report for this morning out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago. Found gold trading off $4.70 at $1,242 even. That's not a very cheerful number for me. We were up almost nearly $12.60, trading about $20 below where we were just a few days ago. But nevertheless, that's where she stands. We just tell it to you the way we find it. $12.42 this morning in gold. Silver at $19.88. Ought to be $20, ought to be higher, but it's at $19.88. Platinum up $7 at $1,547 an ounce. And palladium up $2 at $520. Jump down a little bit further in the market here. The crude oil this morning up 59 cents. I keep hearing the talk about $80 oil in the future, probably sometime in the winter, just about the time the heating oil season kicks in. They'll jack up the price of crude. But this morning it's up 59 cents at $77.04 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning in decline off 66 basis points. Exchanges on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website at 82.21 for that trade-weighted basket of currencies, including the U.S. dollar. Foreign exchange rates, of course, reflect that. A bump up in the Canadian loonie up 0.68% or 68 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents. The Mexican peso still at 8 cents U.S., up 47 basis points. The euro this morning gains 105 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.28. and that British pound keeps moving up another 48 basis points at $1.54 U.S. The Swiss franc very strongly at the 99 cents this morning, up another 57 basis points. So that's your foreign exchange rates in the bond market. The two-year yield this morning on the bonded indebtedness of U.S. Treasuries moving up still, 0.56% yield there. The 10-year is at 2.80%, and the 30 yield is at 3.89%. The 15-year mortgage this morning, the fixed-rate mortgages, moving down from 3.96% a month ago. The 15-year stands at 3.93% this morning, and reversing the months-long downward trend for the 30-year this morning, it moves up from 4.53% to 4.56%. That's the first upward tick we've seen in the mortgages in quite a while. The prime rate is at 3.25, of course, which is target rate plus 3. Let's go down here and look at this one. This is off the Kitco website. COMEX gold trades near steady. Weaker U.S. dollar bullish, but better risk appetite bearish, if you can understand any of that. This article written by Jim Wyckoff, COMEX gold futures prices are trading near unchanged to slightly lower levels on Monday as a weaker U.S. dollar is supportive for the metal. But an uptick in investor risk appetite is bearish. So in other words, they're not they're not looking at it jumping up too high this week, bearish as opposed to bullish. We'll have to see how that works out. December gold last traded down 0.90 or 90 cents an ounce at 1245.60. Spot gold was last quoted down $2.90 at 1244.25. We can see that below that now. The U.S. COMEX, or the U.S. stock indexes and other world stock markets, were supported Monday following some stronger-than-expected economic data coming out of China over the weekend. Certainly didn't get any stronger-than-expected economic data out of Europe or the United States. And on that news, the Bank of International Settlements has established new capital rules that are not as strict as the marketplace expected. We're going to talk about that Bank for International Settlement discussion in a subsequent article off Bloomberg. U.S. economic reports due out Monday, today, include the monthly Treasury budget statement. Of course, there's not much going on here. The U.S. economic data calendar gets busy on Tuesday through the rest of the week, so today's going to be rather lackluster. Where gold goes today will be anybody's guess. The London AM gold fixing at $1,243 versus the previous London PM fixing of $1,256. And then start goes in and it talks about some of the upside potential and so on and so forth. We'll jump out of that. Let's just take a look at the economic calendar coming up here. As soon as it comes up here, thank you. All right, a little sluggish this morning. Nice and warm in my house. Shouldn't be having any trouble there. Okay, anyways, here we go. Monday today, they got the four-week bill announcement out, three-month bill auction, a six-month bill auction. And this afternoon, the Treasury budget's going to come out. We'll see what happens there. Tomorrow, retail sales will be out, Redbook, business inventories. The big one, I guess, is going to be the Thursday's jobless claims. We'll see whether or not any of these nine states that withheld their job reports impacts that report on Thursday. Should see some kind of a fluctuation there, and I would imagine it'll be to the downside, but we'll see. Consumer price index comes out on Friday, and the consumer sentiment comes out on Friday as well, so we'll see what that how that works out. There's still a lot of discussion, you know, as I've mentioned many times in the past. One of these mornings we're going to have a European Union or a U.S. Carbon exchange market to talk about. And it's still in the news. This article off of Bloomberg, Matthew Carr writing, September the 13th, European Union carbon dioxide emission permits rebounded from their lowest level in more than 2 weeks as the region's equity markets advanced. So as we proceed along into the future here, we'll develop this new dialogue, this new vocabulary based on these carbon emission permits. Just watch and see. It's developing. So the writers out here, Matthew Carr and others, they're kind of tentatively moving into this discussion, bringing it out into the news on a regular basis. Bloomberg keeps bringing it back and bringing it back. But it's a very short little article. There are only three sentences. EU allowances for December rose 0.9% to 15.4 euros, or $19.75 a metric ton, as of 8:45 a.m. on the London's European Climate Exchange. All right, $19.75 a metric ton for carbon dioxide. Jeez, God help us all. They fell to 15.12 euros a ton on September the 10th, their cheapest price since August the 25th, if you can believe it. I mean, we're living it, folks. It's coming on us. It's coming at us. This is a little bit more logical. Let's go here and talk with Germany, Angela Merkel. Merkel's nuclear plans are legally sound, the German minister says. This article by Patrick Donahue and Nicholas Comfort, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg on the 13th. German government plans to prolong the use of nuclear power are, quote-unquote, watertight. Economy Minister Rainer Brüderl said, rebuffing opposition claims that a bid to enact the law without putting it to the upper house would break constitutional rules. Watertight. The use of nuclear power being prolonged in Germany. Where's your windmills in that? The Interior and Justice Ministry spent months very carefully preparing the legal framework for an extension. Brüderl, B-R-U-E-D-E-R-L-E, you figure it out, said in an interview with ARD television in Berlin today, quote, I'm fully convinced that it is legally watertight. So it might be legal, might not be lawful, but it is watertight. Chancellor Angela Merkel on the 6th of September said, a deal struck with utilities. Well, we'll have to wait and figure out what that deal struck with utilities is right after this. Be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X. Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So in a real head-scratcher to me, the Chancellor Angela Merkel on September 6th again announced this deal struck with the utility companies to extend the running time of Germany's 17 nuclear power plants by an average of 12 years. I don't know why they would limit themselves so. Do you? I mean, what's the deal with that? Why are they limiting the running time of the nuclear power plants? If they got nuclear power plants in operation, why not maintain them and extend them out? What's the purpose of trying to limit the running time of it? Doesn't make sense. Germany's opposition groups, there's the Green Weenies coming in, are stepping up their campaign against the nuclear plans as Merkel seeks to steer the bill granting the extension through Parliament this fall. Merkel's cabinet is set to approve the plan on September the 28th. She intends to put it into the lower house when she has a majority without seeking the approval of the upper chamber, the Bundesrat, where her bloc is outnumbered by the opposition. Legal opinion is divided on whether Merkel can bypass the Bundesrat, where Germany's 16 states are representatives. Well, anyway, prospects are mixed and so on and so forth. We'll have to watch and see what's happening. I think it would be really to their economic advantage to keep those nuclear plants on the line and keep them well tended. Don't let them fall into repair. The idea of operation to failure is a failed model in itself. We need to honor and respect the finances that were brought on the backs of the people to build the infrastructure and not allow our infrastructure to decay just so that we, like Don Quixote, can get out there and play with windmills. Here's another story, this by Greg Storoff, Bloomberg. Yesterday's news, children of illegal immigrants spark a clash on U.S. citizenship, off of Bloomberg. For more than a century, the rules governing U.S. citizenship have been a straightforward test. With rare exception, a person born within the country's borders is an American citizen. Once again, borders, okay? We do have borders. You can survey them in. You can stand on the monuments and look from one to the next. That tenet is now under attack as part of the fight over illegal immigration. What had been a simmering academic debate has moved in recent weeks into the political arena. In recent weeks, where's this guy been? Sleeping under a rock? Oh, Rip Van Winkle, get up. With Republicans in Congress questioning whether the children of illegal aliens should be afforded citizenship and state lawmakers preparing to force the issue into the courts. Right? Quote, you can't break into somebody's country and think you have the right to citizenship because you were born there, said Russell Pierce, an Arizona Republican state senator who is joining counterparts in other states to urge legislation to end the so-called birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. Now, it's not an illegal immigrant, it's an illegal alien, all right? You're an immigrant when you go through the proper channels, and only after you've been approved. At stake are what supporters of current laws say are some of the country's defining principles and openness to change, and the equality of all people born within its borders. Amending the law would make lineage matter in the U.S. as never before, said Walter Dellinger, a Washington lawyer who was as a Clinton administration official testified in support of birthright citizenship in 1995. So this guy's been a long-time advocate, no doubt, for the open borders and the international migration and development agenda. I suppose he would most likely support the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Children, too. Quote, unlike countries known for their Frenchness or their Germanness, for example, we are a country that from the beginning has changed every year, said Dellinger, a Washington lawyer with O'Melveny, Myers, and LLP. With birthright citizenship, quote, whatever the questions about one's parents or past generations, every new generation born here comes with a clean slate. Well, that's questionable, but that seems to be the prevailing attitude. Numbers increasing. The U.S. is among only 30 nations out of 194 that grant automatic birthright citizenship, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. Remember, at the time that this Constitution was written, we needed citizens, we needed people, we needed pioneers, we needed settlers, like we needed, you know, another shovel. We needed them, and we needed them big time. That's not the case today. Maybe it is time to revisit that portion of the Constitution. Republicans and Democrats alike have criticized the policy over the years. Democrat Harry Reid of Nevada, now the Senate Majority Leader, proposed ending birthright citizenship in 1993, and it's an old battle. It's an old battle. I subscribed for years to the Middle America News, and it's all about the immigration issue, and that was itself years and years ago. He later changed his stance, calling that bill, quote, the biggest mistake I ever made. Well, yeah, for a Democrat, that would be a pretty hard-line stance to take there, Harry. 2 years later, Dellinger helped the Clinton administration stop similar Republican-sponsored proposals. Quote, I thought after this was rather quickly beaten back in 1995 that we'd never see it again, Dellinger said. Well, constitutional amendment might be in the offing. Instead, the issue is back again, pressed by the Republicans. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has said he will propose a constitutional amendment to change the rule, and Senator John Kyle of Arizona said he wants a hearing. People come here to have babies, Graham said in July on Fox News. They come here to drop a child. It's called drop and leave. It's also known as anchor babies. The debate is being fueled by an increase in the number of U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. A Pew Hispanic Center study. These Pew, who is this Pew? Pew! These people make a study just about every time you turn around. We got that in the Ocean Council, and every time you look, you know, they've got an Environmental Council. Who are these Pew? Why are we listening to Pew? What is their influence? What is their influence? A Pew Hispanic Center study of Census Bureau data found that as many as 340,000 of the 4.3 million babies born in the United States in 2008 had at least one illegal immigrant parent. 340,000. Some opponents have dubbed those children anchor babies because of concern that as adults they might help their parents gain citizenship. The central legal question involves a constitutional amendment. The Constitution's 14th Amendment, enacted in the aftermath of Civil War to protect the rights of newly freed slaves, we could go on that one for a moment or two, confers citizenship on anyone born in the U.S. and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's a key phrase there. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Born in the U.S. dot. Okay, what's the U.S. dot? As we all know, it's a corporation. U.S. dot is a legal fiction, and none could be subject to that jurisdiction anyway. There's a big debate. Another big brouhaha. Here's another one on carbon markets. China needs its own carbon trading market, says a former Chinese official. Just a one-liner. China needs its own carbon trading market. Chen Shiwi, former vice chairman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, said at the World Economic Forum summer's Davos meeting in Tianjin today. All right, that's new news, September the 12th. Carbon trading, carbon markets, more and more and more. Here's another one. This is another kind of a traded market. It's called British Petroleum. BP, off the Bloomberg website, this morning, new news, Brian Swint writing, BP PLC, responsible for the largest oil spill in U.S. history. All right, this is the way it's going down in the history books, folks, as the largest oil spill. Okay, oil spill. Told analysts that legal claims may be lower than the $20 billion it set aside for victims of the Gulf of Mexico disaster. All right? So the $20 billion is the high side of things. Not going to go near that, most likely. Robert Dudley, we all know who Robert Dudley is, remember? Who took over as a chief executive officer from Tony Hayward on October the 1st, said that the $32 billion provision for the spill is still the most reasonable estimate of the total cost. Blah, blah, blah. We'll pick it up right there with Dudley on the other side of these words from our sponsors.
Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this article in regard to British Petroleum, you know, trying to get out of their responsibilities here, not to be held accountable. But this is the way this article's going. Pretty well saw this coming from much earlier on when everything started to transition away from environmental issues to economic issues, and the changeover from Tony Hayward to Robert Dudley occurred. But this gun continues. It says Dudley said that given the current estimate of claims, the $20 billion independent claim fund probably exceeds the call, right? They got more than enough money, right? Fletcher wrote in an emailed note today, of course, there are some that, you know, say that look for 2 years, look for 3 years or 5 years down the road, just like the people that suffered Agent Orange exposure in Vietnam, people that have lived near the Gulf during this experience may be looking at serious health issues down the road. That $20 billion might be gone so fast they won't know what hit them. And certainly the real estate market, I mean, we haven't discussed that either. There's a lot of people out there that are having a great difficulty trying to move their market their properties as a result of the taint of the oil spill. And then there's still the economic blowback that's likely to come, or perhaps for two or three more years, or maybe a generation. So I don't know. This could just be a fluff piece getting it out in public attention. BP may resume paying dividends for the fourth quarter of this year after canceling three quarters of payouts to the shareholders to free up funds for the spill, though they won't be as much as before the incident, according to Fletcher. So it's really helping out their bottom line. They're not having to pay out as much to the shareholders. They're being able to set up a trust fund, basically, warehousing some money. But they haven't really, you know, put deposits, anything into it. And we've been hearing about the number of gallons, spilled, the number of barrels spilled just keeps going down and down and down and down as time goes on. So, and that's limiting their cap as well. The company may wait until the first quarter to resume dividends. Sanford Bernstein and Company said today in a separate note, who really cares? You know, a lot of people would say something in a separate note, but I guess this carries weight. When Bernstein speak, people listen. BP will also need to complete the sale of as much as $30 billion of assets over the next 18 months to start making their payouts, Bernstein said. BP's cash flow position should be just strong enough to support restoration of dividends by the first quarter, now listen, of 2011, under an $80 a barrel price oil scenario. All right? So just watch. Guess who's going to pay the cost? Not BP. No. They're looking at a $20 a barrel price scenario in the first quarter of 2011. So just after we get the turn in the calendar and you throw away 2010, you start marking on 2011, watch this price come up to $80 a barrel and the price going up at the pump as well. This assumes divestments are completed and the spill costs do not climb much above BP's $32.2 billion estimate. All right, $32.2 billion estimate is what they have on their chart for how much it's going to cost them. Here's another one, rather interesting little article. This one comes closer to home for me. Coffee rally peaking as funds pair bets on surplus up 500%. Rather an unusual headline. This is the article written by DeBarty Roy, September 13th, New News. The biggest rally in coffee in 5 years may be ending as the prospect of larger harvests spur hedge funds to pair their bets on higher prices, potentially cutting costs for J.M. Smucker Company, Kraft Foods, and Starbucks Corporation. All right? Once again, been based on speculation. Have you been watching, as I have, as the price of coffee in the grocery just continues to spiral higher and higher and higher? Well, it's as a result of these, all of these various and sundry speculators in the market, all right? Supplies of Arabica, the world's most grown coffee, will exceed demand by 6.67 million 60-kilogram or 132-pound bags in the year ending September of 2011. Okay, so we're coming up on the on the end of the calendar year for coffee growers, September of 2011. Wow. 6.67 million bags hanging around in the warehouses. That's the most in 9 years and more than six times this season's expected surplus. Speculators, including hedge funds, cut their net long position or bets on higher prices by 8.4% through August the 17th, regulatory data show. So the speculators drove up the price of coffee, talking about scarcity, only to discover that there was no scarcity. And now the prices are going to go down, and so everybody that bought in on the way up, they better get out quick or they're going to lose their shirts, all right? The rise in coffee coincided with surging food prices as flooding in Canada and drought across Russia and Europe ruined crops. Well, why did the price of coffee go up? There wasn't any problem with coffee production, obviously. Wheat as much as doubled since June, da-da-da-da, I've already gone through that. Russian wheat making up less than 17% of the marketplace. You know, plenty of wheat to go around, contributing to riots over bread costs in Mozambique. All right? Okay, so they have a drought in Russia. The news comes out that, you know, there's going to be a shortage of wheat, and the retailers jack the prices up. This is long before anybody's baked the first loaf of bread or made their first biscuit, no doubt. And the people come out and riot in the streets over bread costs in Mozambique. And a United Nations price index of 55 foods advanced to its highest since September 2008 last month. No shortages in Arabica are forecast, with ABN AMRO and VM Group anticipating a 7.4% increase in output to almost 86 million bags, the most since at least the season ended in 2001. Here's a quote. You cannot justify the spike on the upside if you look at the supply situation, close quote, said Christoph Eibl, co-founder of Zug, Switzerland-based Tiberius Group, which manages more than $2 billion in assets, quote, people who have been betting on coffee may lose. In the long run, fundamentals always overrule. All right? So there's been just a whole lot of discussion here as regards to coffee, and certainly the prices have been going up, but we can see that it's all based on speculation. Got to get the speculators out of the commodity marketplace. Basel compromise means higher capital ratios. It's time to comply. All right? Everybody and their brother is trying to make things better for the banks, all right? The bankers are making billions, and we're getting the shaft. Regulators looking to rein in the sort of risk-taking that caused the last financial crisis reached a compromise in Switzerland, right? Compromising on the regulations yesterday that more than doubles capital requirements for the world's banks while giving them as long as 8 years to comply. I would imagine about 7.5 years down the road, somebody will come along and change this rule. And even though we've all been given the smokescreen here that there's some kind of regulation in the offing, these guys will take a walk and they'll stick it to us again. The Basel Committee on Banking Supervision will require lenders to have common equity equal to at least 7% of their assets. Right? It's all a scam anyway. You know that it is. It's fractional reserve banking. They're loaning it out. They're creating it with their pen. You know, when you go into the bank and borrow money, you just created that which you borrowed, for God's sake. Banks that fail to meet the buffer would be unable to pay dividends, though not forced to raise cash. The definitions of what counts as capital and how risk is assessed also have been tightened. It depends on what you call capital. It all depends on what is. It depends on the definition of your legal terms, as Hal Anthony shares with us. Some banks, such as the Bank of America Corporation and Citigroup, will be restricted in how much cash they can return to shareholders and pay their employees in coming years. Others, like Deutsche Bank AG, have already announced plans to raise additional capital. Quote, these are big changes in capital requirements, said James Weiner, or I guess we could call him Viner, the New York-based head of finance and risk practice at the Oliver Wyman, a management consulting firm, quote, there's a long period of adjustment, which takes off some pressure. But still, who wants to own a bank that can't pay dividends for 3 years, all right? So they're concerned about their stockholders, and rightly so, you know. But who wants to own a bank, he says here, who can't pay dividends for 3 years? I say close the damn banks up anyway. So that's my limited point of view. Anyway, let's jump over here and pick up another one. I think we're just about out of news. Came into a rather interesting bit of discussion, though, as regards to this gentleman that we broke. We talked about Austin Goolsbee on Friday. And this is just a little blurb. Catherine Mann, economist, professor of Brandeis University, federal former reserve economist, talks with Bloomberg's Melissa Long about Barry the Usurper's decision to appoint Austin Goolsbee to lead the Council of Economic Advisors. Goolsbee replaces Christine Romer, who's leaving her post to teach at the University of California at Berkeley. Well, we'll pick up that story on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So by saying goodbye to Christine Romer, the usurper has changed the composition of his economic advisors team here, but this has brought up this fellow, Austin Goolsbee. Goolsbee has been nominated to be the chairman of his Council of Economic Advisors. Goolsbee is a rather interesting fellow, a very interesting name. I, you know, like I said earlier, I mean, I've never seen the name printed before, but apparently, if you get down into Texas, you can find a whole gob and a bunch of Goolsbees. Spent a little time trying to run genealogy on this figure, and it's quite unusual. Usually you can find almost an immediate link back to some place in Central or Eastern Europe for this brand of fellow, but his family seems to have changed their name, apparently, when they came into this country a long time ago. And really about the 1800s, 1870s, sometime shortly after the war between the states, it seems to me. I found one genealogical link that it shows that there was just a name change that happened. So as to whether or not he's Jewish or not has yet to be determined, but it certainly sounds like it to me. Here you go. This is the article, another article. This is a September 10th article off the New York Times. Austin Goolsbee, a University of Chicago economist, okay? You know the University of Chicago? Well, yeah, University of Chicago, but he's not from Chicago necessarily. He's just lived there long enough to know Barry the Usurper and the boys. A University of Chicago economist known for his centrist free trade views, all right? Now, remember, there's a difference between free trade and free markets. Free trade really is managed trade. Free trade is NAFTA, GATT, and all of those sorts of things, you know, the open door policy. But he's a centrist, all right? Is President the Usurper, Barry the Usurper's choice to be the chairman of his Council of Economic Advisors? Mr. Goolsbee had previously been staff director of the President's Economic Recovery Advisory Board. All right, so he was in there for TARP and all the rest of the stuff. A new Obama administration advisory committee. Obama's decision to elevate Mr. Goolsbee, a left-of-center economist. I thought he was a centrist. Well, he's a left-of-center economist. I guess he's just a communist. Anyway, to succeed Christina D. Romer, who returned in September 2010 to the University of California, Berkeley, is part of a broader flux within the White House economic team. A broader flux. Whatever that's supposed to mean. As architects of the government's response to the worst recession in 80 years begin moving up and their roles shift. Right? And there's a lot up there. On Bloomberg, there's a couple of videos you can watch. Pretty lengthy discussions about it. I think we need to know who this Mr. Goolsbee is, so I'm drawing a little bit of attention to him this morning. Because Mr. Goolsbee has been confirmed by the Senate as a member of the Council of Economic Advisors, he didn't need approval to become its chairman. Not a small consideration at the White House, given how often the president's nominees become bogged down in partisan skirmishes. Another factor initially worked against Goolsbee's elevation, and that is his sex. And that also played a part in his being passed over for the chairman post at the start of the administration. You know, that's because Michelle wields strong, you know, influence in the White House, and they give preference to blacks and women. All right? Just seems to be the way it's going. Have you noticed all of the press conferences that you see with Michelle? She's always surrounded by a large number of Negroes. I don't understand why. Not a small consideration at the White House, again, given how often the president's nominees become bogged down in partisan skirmishes. Continues. Also, at 41 years of age, Mr. Goolsbee would be the youngest chairman since Arthur M. Okun held the job from 1968 to 1969 under Lyndon Baines' Great Society Johnson. Mr. Okun is known for Okun's Law. That's not the same as Okun. It's Okun. Okun's Law, O-K-U-N-S. Which describes the relationship between change in employment and change in output. And there's a lot more up on the, again, on the New York Times, this page on September the 10th, will give you a lot of information about who is Austin Goolsbee, but you're really going to have to do some digging to find out more about the family name and just what his heritage might be. Here's a little bit more. All right. Quotation. Here's another little bit more on that. Barry the Usurper will promote Austin D. Goolsbee to the chairman of his Council of Economic Advisors. Obama campaign says Clinton, blah, blah, blah. Well, we needn't go any further. I think we've just about had it with that. So that's, you know, pretty much the financial news for the morning. There's so much that we could go into in regards to how all of the discussion seems to be about, you know, economic recovery and what it's going to take. You know, will jobs make the day? Will not jobs make the day? Let's see. I think I did have another one up in here. Let's see if I can find that. Go back over to this other link quickly if I can get there. I should have one more job article I wanted to cover. Where is it? Where is it? Pardon me while I browse around a little bit. See if I can find it. I hope I didn't lose it. I really did want to cover it. The last one is about jobs. Yes, there we go. There you go. Thank you, Will. Just in time. All right. This is the last article off of Bloomberg. Recovery may not create job growth, IMF Strauss-Kahn, that's Dominique Strauss-Kahn, says. The global economy may not generate much employment growth in the coming years, with Europe most at risk of a sluggish, jobless recovery, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn said in an interview. All right, I'm going to reemphasize this one more time. The global economy may not generate much employment growth in the coming years. This is very important. The recovery is not enough, he says. You need to have a recovery with jobs. So we've heard about the jobless recovery or an economic recovery in a jobless recession. Well, this man is not deceived. Strauss-Kahn told Bloomberg Television yesterday in Oslo, the worst thing to do would be to believe that because we escaped at the edge of the cliff, the big crisis that could have happened 1.5 years ago, we are safe. We're not safe yet. Now, I don't know whether he's asking this kind of rhetorically, that the bankers are just not safe. I mean, you know, you go back and visit with the French Revolution. You piss off enough people, and the bankers are not going to be safe. They could be pulled from their ivory towers and their glass citadels and hung in the streets, all right? So I don't know which way he's going on this, but in either way, he is right when you start talking about massive unemployment over an extended period of time. IMF chief economist Oliver Blanchard last week warned that joblessness in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere will likely linger for months. I would add for years. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said policymakers may need to extend or bolster stimulus programs as growth proves slower than projected. Extend or bolster stimulus programs. That's your quantitative easing. This is your green shoots, all right? More money created out of nothing. The recovery is, quote, coming not as fast and as strong as we expected, but it's still a recovery with some uncertainties. So now it's a recovery with some uncertainties, but it's not coming as strong as we expected. Strauss-Kahn said ahead of today's joint conference with the International Labor Organization. Now, the ILO is big, folks, big. And it precedes even, I believe, the United Nations, if my memory serves me right. But the ILO has been around a long time, and they're having a conference today with the ILO. I would love to be a fly on the wall. The question now is not only to boost growth, but to boost growth in a way that will be able to create millions of jobs that we need. Millions of jobs that we need. All right? The bankers need the millions of jobs. Why do they need the millions of jobs? They need the millions of jobs to create plenty of tax revenue so the IRS can rob, rape, and pillage the people so that they can get their interest payments on the money that they loan to the central banks of the world. All right? Again, the question now is not only to boost growth, but to boost growth in a way that will be able to create millions of jobs that we need. Who's speaking? We need. The bankers are speaking. There's millions of jobs the bankers need. All right? That's important. The IMF scheduled to release its new forecast of global growth in October. Growth is strong in most Asian countries, but not so here. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metal also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, weeding our way through a basket full of news this morning. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast and closing out on this article, it comes off the Bloomberg website, as so many of mine do, in regards to the Dominique Strauss-Kahn basically saying that the recovery may not create job growth, okay? It may not create the job growth. Once again, the recovery is coming not as fast and as strong as we expected, but it's still a recovery with some uncertainties, all right? Unexpectedly, now it's some uncertainties. We'll see more about that. Strauss-Kahn again said ahead of today's joint conference with the International Labor Organization, the ILO. The question is not only to boost growth, but to boost growth in a way that will be able to create millions of jobs that we need. The IMF scheduled to release its new forecast of global growth in October. Growth is strong in most ASEAN countries, with some expanding at rates of 6 to 8%, right? We're schlepping along here at somewhere becoming negative 1 and maybe 1, and Asia is moving along at 6 to 8% of growth. Strauss-Kahn said, South American economies, including Peru and Chile, are also expanding fast, and the recovery in Asia is coming earlier than expected. Where do you think all those trillions and trillions went, folks, if not from the developing countries in the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere and to Asia? What are the developing countries? Brazil, Russia, India, and China? Seems like a pattern here. Risk in Europe? In the U.S., it's more uncertain, he said. The part of the world where the risk of a sluggish recovery is the strongest is certainly Europe. Europe. All right. There, because of a weaker linkage between economic growth and the labor market, expansion of around 2% may not be sufficient to create jobs. Create jobs, he said. Governments that are withdrawing the fiscal support prompted by the global financial crisis should be careful not to remove all measures at once and harm the recovery as long as their budgets will permit a more gradual exit, Strauss-Kahn said. At the same time, priority number one is to bring their debt back to sustainable levels over the medium term. And of course, in the previous article that we read, as regards the banks and the Basel compromises, we found there that people don't want to invest in banks unless they have a solid return and can expect dividends. Banks, on the other side of the coin, having to have a greater percentage of reserve available, are reluctant to loan money out as they build up a storehouse of dollars or dineros, all right, or whatever they dominate in. And as a result, financing for business growth doesn't exist. So they've got a real, you know, catch-22 situation going on here. The U.S. last week announced more plans to boost growth. God forbid it. President Barry the usurper is asking Congress to take up proposals to spend $50 billion to rebuild the transportation infrastructure, permanently extend a research and development tax credit, and let businesses deduct the full cost of capital investments in the year of expenditures are made instead of writing them off over periods of as long as 20 years. So there's no more legislation coming. The IMF sees only a small risk of another recession, Strauss-Kahn said. If one materialized, monetary policy should be the first line of defense, including some of the extraordinary measures central banks took over the past 2 years. Well, we'll be right back.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on Monday, September the 13th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Call-in number throughout the broadcast is always 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on any of the things we're talking about, you're certainly welcome to do so. This article off of Bloomberg. September the 12th, yesterday's news, Chicago losing its AA rating as daily deals fail to offset the deficits. All right, Chicago's in trouble, folks. It is, just like all the other big cities in this country. But they're also in trouble because the daily fiefdom is about to come to an end. And that's going to open up a huge, huge, huge political debate that'll be on us and at us all throughout November. So we'll watch as this continues to develop. I received a very interesting call last night from Deanne Burley, a good friend, former broadcaster over on the Republic Network. And we had a long chit-chat. She and her daughter are starting to see a little bit of a light of day. They're not in their automobiles anymore. They found some accommodations, but they're still scratching for dollars. And that's a tough thing. A lot of people are in the same boat right now. But she had some very revealing background information on what's going down in Chicagoland as regards this campaign. And there are lots of contenders coming out to not only challenge Rahm Emanuel, but to challenge each other. There are a lot of people in Chicagoland that are not happy, and not at all happy about what has transpired under the Daley's rule, and are not at all looking forward to Rahm Emanuel, their former congressman. But here's the rest of the article. Again, Chicago's next mayor will take over a city that is almost out of cash after Richard M. Daley spent most of the $3.5 billion gained from leasing parking meters, garages, and the 7.8-mile elevated toll road. And that's the Chicago Skyway, all right? So just listen up. There's been a lot of graft and corruption going on here, but the people of Chicago are getting the shaft with all of this leasing. The third biggest U.S. city by population, okay, Chicago is not a small town, folks, the third biggest U.S. city by population projects a $654.7 million deficit in a $3.39 billion budget for 2011. A July 30th report. They need $3.3 billion to run the infrastructure in Chicago. Daily balanced this year's $3.12 billion budget partly with reserves. All right, so they've gone into the treasure house and they're cleaning it out. There's all kinds of other stuff that's going on in Chicago around Daley here. This isn't Richard M. Daley isn't a man that's so old that he wouldn't consider just staying on and on indefinitely. He's got some real problems. Seem to be finding some dead people in alleys in Chicagoland that might have a tie to the Daley administration. But Daley, again, balanced this year's $3.12 billion budget partly with reserves. If he uses lease funds to fill the 2011 gap, Chicago will be left with $121 million, enough to run the municipality for 2 weeks, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. I'd like to be saddled with that kind of debt. It takes $121 million to run for a two-week period, that big, burgeoning municipality. It almost will disappear by the time the mayor leaves office. In other words, he's coming away from his office, walking away from it, and handed the next man an empty box. Not a good situation, said R. Eden Martin, president of the Commercial Club of Chicago, a civic group. Quote, cutting $600 million is going to be a catastrophe. It's going to be very, very painful. And no doubt it will. You know, talk about a handout city. That's a place that's had its handout a long time. Chicago, you know, Metro, 1313, municipal government. It all starts right here. In July, the city projected a year-end surplus of $2.9 million on December 31st, less than a 1% of next year's projected budget. According to financial statements, Daley, who's 68 years old, he's younger than Ron Paul. Ron Paul's thinking about running for president, for goodness sakes, announced on September the 7th that after 21 years in office, he won't seek another term. When its reserves are gone, the city may have to raise taxes or cut more spending, all right? So he's spending it right down to the very end. At the end of his term, the end of the money. There's still a lot of this attitude of spending for today and letting the next generation pay for it, all right? Spending for today and letting the next generation pay for it. It's not yours to give. It's the wrong-headedness that has crept in. We'll get into it a little further here. Continuing, said Alan Schenkel, the director of fixed income research for the Janie Montgomery Scott LLC, a money management-based company in Philadelphia, quote, whoever takes over will have their hands full, close quote. Pete Scales, and this is such an important, I'm going to say it again, just burn it in deep. There's still a lot of this attitude of spending for today and letting the next generation pay for it. This is a real problem. All right? It's a systemic problem all across America and in many places around the world, primarily where the socialists have gotten their toes in and got their roots in good. Shrinking reserves led Moody's Investor Service to cut Chicago's credit rating on $6.8 billion of general obligation debt to a capital A, lowercase A3, the fourth highest from A, uppercase A, lowercase A2, whatever that means. Not a really good bond rating, before an August bond sale. The city's burden debt rose to $5,399 per resident last year. All right? So you live in the United States of America, all right? You live in Illinois, and you live in Chicago. Everybody is tallying up your share of the debt, all right? You got the federal debt clock that's running. Everybody's seen that before. Everyone has made many, you know, all of the prognosticators have made various assertions as to how much your share of the debt is. Well, that's just the federal burden. Then you've got your state burden. And I guess if you live in Chicago, your debt burden increases by $5,399 per resident. That's every man, woman, and child. Bond offering documents show, topping those for all of the U.S. states, including Connecticut, the highest at $4,859, according to the Moody's data. Right? In the August offering, the city's relative cost of borrowing, $164.1 million for schools, surged from January based on the 222 basis point difference between the yield on the taxable issue and a benchmark U.S. Treasury bond last month, blah, blah, blah. All right? Not looking good there. They are a AA-rated borrower that is trading as if it was rated A, said Richard Saperstein, doesn't sound very Irish to me, managing director at the Hightower Advisors Treasury Partners in Chicago, who helps oversee $9.5 billion in assets. Quote, "This means they're in line for a downgrade. The market is telling you something." Right? Things aren't looking too rosy for Chicagoland. Emmanuel Interest. The chance to rule Chicago City Hall has attracted interest from White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. We'll talk about that right after this.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the Matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, this is probably the third or the fourth article that I've come across on Bloomberg in regards to this mayoral race in Chicago and the mention of Rahm Emanuel in the last week or 10 days. I would say that it's probably a guarantee that he's going to be filing his declaration of candidacy soon, and we might see a little bit of a shift around in the White House, at the same time a little bit different complexion in the Chicago area, too. The chance to rule City Hall has attracted the interest from White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, 50 years old, whose current boss also began his political career in Chicago. Who, Benjamin Netanyahu? Emanuel, a Democrat and former aide to Bill Clinton, that doesn't really go well in his favor, does it? A Chicago congressman, I guess two strikes you're out there, Rahm, before entering the administration of Barry the Usurper, well, there's all three strikes. Time for a change of house. November the 22nd, isn't that peculiar? November the 22nd is the last day for candidates to file for their papers for election. All right, I wonder if he's going to file his papers. Maybe he'll reveal his dual citizenship with Israel. November the 11th, 11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11-11. Daley, the son of the late mayor, Richard J. Daley, first won election in 1989 to finish the term of the late Harold Washington. He'll complete a sixth term in May. Under his tenure, City Hall seized control of Chicago's schools, demolished much of its public housing, survived corruption scandals, and sought unsuccessfully to host the 2016 Olympics. What a treasure chest. What a treasury. The mayor drew praise from business leaders for bringing Boeing Company headquarters to Chicago after takeovers cut the number in the city. He oversaw the quieting of racial tensions, the creation of a 1,500-acre lakefront Millennium Park. Here's a little bit of sustainable development for you. And the lake's landscaping of miles of boulevard medians to beautify streetscapes. There's your tax dollars at work. Make them streets green. Make them green. Drivers on the hook. Daley also has been selling the right to run city assets. Right? Talk about a mob. That'll be a great place for the Manuel to work, right? Starting in 2005 with the 7.8-mile or 12.5-kilometer Chicago Skyway Bridge Toll Road. Everybody heard about the Chicago Skyway Bridge Toll Road. All right. He had similar things going on out in Pennsylvania. And using the proceeds to balance the budgets. All right. They're selling off the infrastructure and leasing off the infrastructure to try and find money to balance their budgets. Instead of just cutting back and reducing the size of government, reducing the amount of entitlements, cutting off some of these social, you know, safety nets. No, they're not doing that. They're just selling everything, including the kitchen sink. Continues here, the city also leased garages and in 2008 cut a $1.15 billion deal to let a Morgan Stanley-led partnership run its parking meters. Now, you might think that's a small-time thing, but wait till you hear the numbers. While the sales brought immediate cash to the city coffers, Bloomberg News reported in August that recent financial documents showed that the drivers will pay at least $11.6 billion in parking meter charges in the next 75 years, or 10 times what the city received for the leases. Pretty sweet deal, huh? You'd like to be in on some of that action? Maybe Rahm will help you out. according to documents from the Morgan Stanley Partnership. You look at $11.6 billion over the next 75 years, what that could have done to reduce the debt of the city, and instead they leased it out as a concession to some concessionaire connected with Morgan Stanley. How do you like that apple? The New York Bank Abu Dhabi Investment Authority and the Alliance Capital Partners may earn a profit of $9.58 billion before interest, taxes, and depreciation, according to documents for a planned $500 million private note sale in July by their Chicago Parking Meters Venture. That's capital C, capital P, capital M. Chicago Parking Meters Venture. The mob. The partnership, which postponed the transaction, runs 36,000 city meters. All right, you need a little bit of cash, you need a little something in your pocket, need a little something to deal with some, you know, some dope on the side, baby? Hey, come over here, knock over my parking meter business. We got bags and bags and bags of quarters, right? Budget gaps? Originally, some funds from the long-term leases of the meters, garages, and the Skyway, which connects to the city to Indiana, were supposed to be invested to replace revenue the assets produced. In recent years, as the longest U.S. recession since the 1930s raised unemployment, hammered the housing market, and slowed revenue, Daley and city officials have used more of the lease funds to close budget gaps. Things ain't looking good. Things ain't looking good in Chicagoland. Chicago's finances also are being challenged by unfunded pension costs and union contracts, you know, Dominique and the boys meeting with the ILO, the International Labor Unions. Chicago's finances are also being challenged by unfunded pension costs and union contracts that limit the city's ability to cut its expenses. Yeah, all these, you know, city workers on the union dole, raking in the big bucks, you know, making twice as much as anybody on the street, and they got them over the barrel. They're bankrupting the city. You like that? The city sold its future revenue and has spent the money and doesn't have any reserves, said Hightower's Superstein. It's robbing the future revenue that will be critically needed. Once the city has exhausted the lease money, it may have no alternative but to slash services or raise taxes. Chicago already has one of the highest combined state and local sales tax rates among U.S. cities at 10.25%. So forget about tithing to the church, you know. Forget about setting money aside. Why do Americans not have any savings? Because they're being pirated by these companies, these municipalities. Right? 10.25% sales tax right there. According to the Tax Foundation in Washington, that compares with an 8.875% in New York and 9.75% in Los Angeles. You know, you go out and you buy $100 worth of groceries or something, it's $110. You try and go out and buy a shirt or something, it's got that extra 10% laying in the bottom all the time. A little something extra for Papa, a little something for the Pope, you know? Expenditures are exceeding revenues, said Edward Domitz, a Moody analyst in Chicago. At what point do you decide you have to cut to the bone and no longer providing promised services? Then revenues become part of the equation. So it all goes back to the education that perhaps this Goolsbee had in this idea of Keynesian economics, the idea of spending your way to prosperity, spending your way into prosperity, robbing from Peter to pay Paul, stealing the children, stealing your children's birthrights to pay for today's excesses and extravagances. Not at all a good plan. This, by John Stuart Mill, gives us a little bit of an insight. This is out of Chapter 3, his book, John Stuart Mill, Utilitarianism on Liberty and Considerations on Representative Government. We've been here before, edited by H.B. Acton. Chapter 3 goes this way, that the ideally best form of government is representative government. It's kind of a little bit of a review. It has been, perhaps throughout the entire duration of British freedom, been a common saying that if a good despot could be ensured, despotic monarchy would be the best form of government. I look upon this as a radical and most pernicious misconception of what good government is, which, until it can be got rid of, will fatally vitiate all our speculations on government. Yeah, people have lost confidence in government. They've turned their back on it. They're walking away. Why? Because we've got this specious notion running amongst us that the best form of government is a despotic monarchy or someone like the Daleys or the Bush family that just seems to, like a bad penny, never go away. The supposition is that absolute power in the hands of an eminent individual would ensure a virtuous and intelligent performance of all the duties of government. Good laws would be established and enforced. Bad laws would be reformed. The best men would be placed in all situations of trust. Justice would be as well administered. The public burdens would be as light and as judiciously imposed, and every branch of administration would be as purely and as intelligently conducted. Well, pipe dreams, and pipe dreams.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back on Labor Day, we started looking into this article out of the Encyclopedia Americana of the Labor Movement in America. And again, the labor movement is a term applied to the conscious, united, and persistent efforts of the wage-earning working people to improve their economic and social conditions. These efforts have sometimes been conducted on the economic level, sometimes on the political plane, and at other times on both. Of course, we see the downside of that now in Chicago. And then it goes on, talks about the history of it, rights to organize, the attempts of workers to organize and to raise wages and to regulate conditions of work did not go unchallenged. I mean, go all the way back to England, look at the poor laws there and all of that. Really much of what became this movement in the United States is basically the offspring of the philosophical radicalism of England. All right? The home of philosophical radicalism. We talk about this stuff all day. We're looking at the downside of some of that British philosophical radicalism. Here, drop down a little bit further here in this lengthy article. We talk about the Homestead Act for a moment. The most significant agitation of the 1840s involved the passage of the Homestead Act. What's the purpose of the Homestead Act? We talked about that a little bit on Unleashed the other night. What is the purpose of the Homestead Act? What is it, all these homesteads? Well, we had credit mobilier. We had the westward expansion, you know, wagons, out of Kansas City, heading to Oregon, right? The Oregon Trail, all of that. We had the Louisiana Purchase, a huge area needed to be filled up. Then we had the credit mobilier in Europe. Then we followed that with the credit mobilier in America. Right? This is the railroads, the captains of finance and industry coming in. This is where we still really started to ramp up the production of iron and steel. And got all the mechanics busy making steam engines and things like that. All right, and all of that was so that we could settle the lands and get people out and about. But wherever the people went, it was always, you know... It was the merchants that wanted to get there first. People went out in wagon trains and stuff like that and set up little towns and burgs here and there and everywhere, you know, Coopersville and Hattiesburg and so on and so forth. Smithtown, things like that, named after the craft of the person that settled it. But the Homestead Act was basically an essential. Let's go into it a little bit more. Again, the most significant agitation of the 1840s involved the passage of the Homestead Act. The leader of this movement was George Henry Evans, a Welshman by birth, who launched his campaign for free homesteads in 1844. Free money, free land, 40 acres and a mule, 1844 here. He said, wages, he said, were low and strikes were futile because Western lands were bottled up and the vacant lands in the East were in the hands of speculators. Speculators, right? This is Homestead Act, which really put us on the map for private property and the private ownership of land. This precedes the mining law that you'll hear about. Hal Anthony might share something about on his broadcast Behind the Woodshed on Sundays from 2 to 4. Be sure and check it out. Good broadcast this past weekend. But again, wages, he said, this Welshman said, were low and strikes were futile because Western lands were bottled up. And the vacant lands in the East were in the hands of speculators. And now we have all these various and sundry programs to buy up all the land in the East, in the West again. Huge tracts coming into federal control, international control. If these lands were opened up, tiny print here, enough settlers would be drawn off to cause a rise in wages. All right, so all along the eastern seaboard, the cities had just filled up, you know. That old Emma Lazarus thing, send us your poor, your tired, your despotic little bunch of communist pukes from Eastern Europe, and we'll make them feel comfortable here. And they did. They felt wonderful, and all the Catholics do. But they were just overflowing in our towns and our cities. And so this George Henry Evans said, hey, I got a better idea. Throw open the lands. Throw open the lands to the homesteaders. And then we'll get the people out of the cities, and then we can be able to solve the wage and employment problem right there. It's kind of like throwing open the southern border and saying, y'all come. Y'all come. All right? Evans was instrumental in organizing the National Reformers Association, which sought pledges from candidates for national office to support a free homestead law. A free homestead law. We've all seen the land rushes. Everybody's in their wagons and racing out across the plains in their horses, right? They got a little flag, and they just find a good place, and they stick their flag in. It's numbered, and they get to set their homestead there. You build a 12-by-24 cabin, 12-by-12 initially, expand it to 12-by-24, work the place for a little bit, and it's yours, baby. It's yours. Free land. The few labor papers supported the proposal, and Horace Greeley was one of the sponsors of the free homesteads. In 1845, the first homestead law was introduced in Congress, and it became a law in 1862. Boy, just in time for Abraham Springsteen to come to power. And it goes on and talks about the nationalization of the labor movement. A lot of that going on. Back to John Stuart Mill. Talking about despots and monarchs. So extraordinary are the faculties and energies required for performing this task, that's running government, in any supportable manner. That's the old way. That's the way they used to say sustainable. They said it in any supportable manner, that the good despot, whom we are supposing, can hardly be imagined as consenting to undertake it, unless as a refuge from intolerable evils and a transitional preparation for something beyond. All right? That one person that you're really looking for in a leader, that one person that you're really looking for in a representative, is not somebody there that wants to be there for the rest of his life. It's somebody that's looking as a transition stage, all right? We're looking for somebody that can hardly be imagined as consenting to undertake it. Not the kind of job I'd want to do. Unless as a refuge from some intolerable evil. In other words, things going to hell so bad in the handbasket that you just absolutely can't stand it. You've got to throw your hat into the ring. Be a part of the solution rather than being part of the problem. Unless as a refuge from intolerable evils and as a transitional preparation for something beyond. Of course, unfortunately, these days, it's kind of a transitional stage for everybody from Goldman Sachs to the Monsanto CEOs. They just kind of keep coming in and out the revolving door through Congress. But the argument can do without even this immense item in the account. Suppose the difficulty vanquished. What should we then have? One man of superhuman mental activity managing the entire affairs of a mentally passive people? Mentally passive people? Would you say that we're mentally passive today? The apathy reigns supreme. Their passivity is implied in the very idea of absolute power. You remain passive, you remain quiescent, you remain in the background. Oh, I'm going to stand aside. I'm not going to be involved, not me. No, that's for someone else. And don't be surprised if that superhuman, that super-duper Superman, steps out of the shadows and takes office. Their passivity is implied in the very idea of absolute power. The nation as a whole and every individual composing it are without any potential voice in their own destiny. They didn't figure out how to become vocal local. They had no voice in their own destiny. They didn't take the minor step and acquire a seat at the table. No, they stayed outside on the sidewalk with their bullhorn trying to shout down the halls of government. Not going to happen. They exercise no will in respect to their collective interests. All is decided for them by a will not their own. And the United Nations just continues its juggernaut, and it just continues to crush us and crush us under this international common law, right? Customary international law. What sort of human beings can be formed under such a regimen? What development can either their thinking or their active faculties attain under it? As soon as you go into this human, super-duper Superman, what happens to the people? What happens to the people? They lose their incentive, their intelligence, if you could say, maybe. I was trying to think of their inventiveness, their industriousness. That's the word I was looking for. They lose their industriousness. They just keep looking at the teat and thinking, "Now, looks pretty good to me." On matters of pure theory, they might perhaps be allowed to speculate, so long as their speculation either did not approach politics or had not the remotest connection with its practice. Speculate all you like, but you'll not touch what happens in Congress. Don't ask me what's in this bill. You're not going to know what's in this bill until it's passed. It's not for the little people to decide. We'll decide for you. A person must have a very unusual taste for intellectual exercise in and for itself, who will put himself to the trouble of thought when it is to have no outward effect or qualify himself for functions which he has no chance of being allowed to exercise. All this discussion of what is political science? What is our role in our government? What is the Constitution? What is our history? What is meant by economy and economic matters? What is legal research? Of what avail? You know, how does any of this work to our advantage under a despot dictatorship, where we no longer have a voice? We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Let's go back to John Stuart Mill one more time, and we look at this. It says the only sufficient incitement to mental exertion in any but a few minds in a generation is the prospect of some practical use to be made of its results. Right? What is that all about? It's the idea that knowledge is power. That's the truth, you know. But it's really not powerful until it's put into action. You've got to have some hope, if nothing else, that the things that you know will actually produce results before you'll even advance them. In a desperately socialist Alexander Solzhenitsyn gulag archipelago, it matters little what you know if you can't apply any of the things that you know. You can't put it into action. It's only too important for us to realize that we need to act upon the things that we know and act swiftly before the doors to action are closed forever. There may be a select class of savants, you know, the really bright guys, who cultivate science with a view to its physical uses or for the pleasure of the pursuit. You know, there's three basic kinds of people in this world. There's thinkers, there's loafers, and there's doers. We've been through that story before, you know. The thinkers spend all their time thinking. They never really ever stop thinking. They just continue to think. And then there's the doers. Man, they just do and do and do. You know, like some of our friends in the chat room. Boy, I'll tell you what. I'm taking the carburetor off this car. Yeah, I know it runs fine, but I'm taking the carburetor off this car because I'm a little bit bored and I'm going to rebuild the carburetor and put it back on. And they're just doers. They just do on do and do. They'll sharpen their knife till they wear the blade off of it. Never use the knife for anything, but they'll sharpen the knife. They love to do. And then there's this third class of people, the loafers, you know. Loafers aren't much to thinking. And they're not too big on doing. But they get up early enough in the morning and they get out amongst the doers right about time for morning break. And they bring donuts and coffee and all the doers sit around and they love to have the loafer come and visit. And they tell them about all the projects they're working on. After the loafer has had his full of project stories and everybody's done with their donuts, he wanders off about quitting time, afternoon, and goes and visits with some of the thinkers that are just getting out of bed. Maybe he'll have morning coffee with them. And he listens to all their wild plans and crazy ideas. And then, because he knows people who actually do things, and he knows people who actually think things, he acts as the go-between. He acts as the middleman. He takes the thinker's good ideas, and he combines it with the good doer's works, and he makes himself a fortune. See, the problem in this world is it's the loafers that always rise to the top, while the thinkers and the doers just slog along in the grass. Anyway, back to the discussion here. There may be, and often has been, a systematic organization of the best mental power in the country and some special direction to promote the grandeur of the despot. You know, so now here we've got this Austin Goolsbee coming out of MIT and all the other places with his sheepskins and double and triple and quadruple doctorates in economics. And he is going to bring in and promote the grandeur of the despot with his new left-of-center economic ideas. Right? But the public at large remains without information and without interest on all the greater matters of practice. They're more excited about what's happening in the world of video gaming and things. More interested in what's happening at the local school, at the football stadium. More interested in the beer and the bread and the circuses of life than in the actual mechanics of life. Content to live in this false reality that's created for them on the TV, etc. Or if they have any knowledge of them at all, it is but a dilettante knowledge like that which people have of the mechanical arts who've never handled a tool. Oh, I know all about railroads. Oh, I know all about airplanes. I know all about carpentry. I know all about cabinetry. And they've never made anything. They've just sat in their living room, sitting in the Lazy Boy, looking at tool catalogs, and they've filled their garage full of all kinds of cheap Chinese plastic craft tools, and they've never even built so much as a birdhouse. But boy, they do have a dilettante knowledge on all things, haven't they? Their moral capacities are equally stunted. Their intellectual capacity suffers. Wherever the sphere of action of human beings is artificially circumscribed, in other words, artificially shortened, made smaller by the life of the despot, living under the happy despot, right? Their sentiments are narrowed and dwarfed in the same proportion. The food of feeling is action. Even domestic affections lives upon voluntary good offices. Let a person have nothing to do for his country, and he'll not care for it. It has been said of old that in a despotism, there is at most but one patriot, the despot himself. And the saying rests on a just appreciation of the effects of absolute subjection, even to the good and wise master. Religion remains, and here, at least, it might be thought, is an agency that may be relied on for lifting men's eyes and minds above the dust at their feet. But religion, even supposing it to be an escape perversion for the purposes of despotism, ceases in these circumstances to be a social concern and narrows into a personal affair between an individual and his maker, in which the issue at stake is but his private salvation. You ever wondered about that, Christianity? Unusual promise, isn't it? To gain your life, you must give it up. Peculiar. Religion in this shape is quite consistent with the most selfish and contracted egoisms, and identifies the votary as little in feeling with the rest of his kind, as sensuality itself. You repair to your closet and pray without ending, and the whole world just slides along without you. A good despotism means a government in which, so far as depends on the despot, there is no positive oppression by officers of the state. Something seems to have gone wrong with our despotism. We're surrounded by oppressors at every side. We live in a government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. We live in a terrorist society, oppressed by a terroristic government today. Leaving things to the government, like leaving them to Providence, is synonymous with caring nothing about them and accepting their results when disagreeable as visitations of nature. Nature visited all of these evils upon us, right? It's because of all of the abortions that we find ourselves in this mess, right? With the exception, therefore, of a few studious men who take an intellectual interest in speculation for its own sake, the intelligence and sentiments of the whole people are given up to the material interests. It's all that cheap, shiny plastic crap, right? And when these are provided for, to the amusement and the ornamentations of private life, all that jewelry, fine clothing, a BMW in the driveway, maybe. But to say this is to say, if the whole testimony of history is worth anything, that the era of national decline has arrived. That is, if the nation has ever attained anything to decline from. I should say that again. That is, if the nation had ever attained anything to decline from. Some people in Greece might be wondering whether they'd ever attained anything to decline from in the last 100 years. It has never risen above the condition of an Oriental people. In that condition, it continues to stagnate. Get out away from Beijing. Get out away from Foxconn. What is the life of the Chinese people? But if, like Greece or Rome, it had realized anything higher through the energy, patriotism, and enlargement of the mind, which as national qualities are fruits of solely of freedom, it relapses in a few generations into that Oriental state. The Oriental despotisms, always looking for the hereafter, never concerned about what's happening today, the church of what's happening now. And that state does not mean stupid tranquility with security against change for the worst. It often means being overrun, conquered, and reduced to domestic slavery, either by a stronger despot or by the nearest barbarous people who retain, along with their savage rudeness, the energies of freedom. And so daily our southern borders are run over. And we wonder why. We have given ourselves up to this despotism in Washington, D.C., and in our state houses and our county courthouses. We've given ourselves over to an unusual people, communitarians largely, positivists certainly, some might say communists, but all basically Saint-Simonian socialists. And we wonder why. We wonder why our predicament is such as it is. It's time for a change, folks. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.